Where are all the butterflies? That question keeps popping up. It's not only butterfly numbers that are lower than normal, but the same is true of mosquitoes, gnats, flies, bees, grasshoppers, and other insects. So what is going on? Although I don't have a definitive answer, here are some thoughts. If you remember back to March, the temperatures quickly rose above normal, with just above normal rainfall. By the end of March and into April, we had plants growing, flowering, and leaves opening earlier than normal. The effect on insect populations was similar, with earlier appearances of butterflies, bees, and a host of other insects. However, as we entered into May and June, and then especially July, temperatures hit above average frequently, and rainfall fell off drastically in some areas across the state. This most likely had an impact on insect populations, and butterflies in particular. A butterfly goes through four stages in its life cycle: egg, larva, or caterpillar, pupa or chrysalis, and adult. The eggs are the most vulnerable stage. Not only are eggs subject to being eaten by predators, but they are susceptible to weather. Hot, dry conditions like we've had can desiccate the eggs, preventing many from hatching. Those that do reach the caterpillar stage were then faced with wilting plants that could not provide the nutrition or hydration these caterpillars needed to survive. As a result, we have fewer butterflies this summer. Have you noticed a lack of butterflies in your area? This has been Nature Notes from the Monterey Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.